In doing a breathing soundness examination on a dog, the first two steps are to identify the dog positively and obtain an accurate history. Many questions can be answered in the history, like, has he ever sired a litter? If he sired a litter, how long ago was it? How often is he used? You can usually breed a dog every other day and have him be acceptable. Are there any exogenous drug therapies that the dog has gotten, like testosterone? Where does he live? Is he housed in a kennel? Is he housed with a bitch? Is he a dog who's never had any other canine contact? Has he had any exposure to sex? Has he been punished for showing sexual interest? Has his libido changed? Does he seem to have any other endocrine diseases? Next, you'll want to do a physical examination and look for any signs of endocrine problems or congenital disorders. You can look for the testicles and check their shape, size, and consistency. You should even measure the testicles so in the future you can compare these testicular measurements. And of course, you should make sure that he has two testicles. Testicles should normally be present in the dog by 16 weeks of age. Next, check the penis. Check the penis and sheath for abnormalities, including presence of blood, trauma, tumors, paraphimosis, which means that he cannot get the penis in, which could be caused by a short sheath, or phimosis, which means he can't get the penis out, which could be caused by a short penis, strictures, priapism, which is constant erection unrelated to lust, and os-penis fractures. And of course, the dog should be negative for brucella, as we covered in the female. To collect semen, the dog should have had 5 days of sexual rest. Conversely, if he's not ejaculated within the last 10 days, you may see a higher than normal number of detached heads and distal droplets because of prolonged storage. To actually collect the semen, an estral bitch will be helpful. Slide the prepuce back over the bulbous glandis, slide the rubber cone or plastic cone up over the penis, and put circumferential pressure onto the bulbous glandis. Keep holding the circumferential pressure and the dog should get an erection. There are usually three portions to the ejaculate: the pre-sperm, which is clear and seen during the initial thrusts, the sperm-rich, which is the white portion seen during thrusting, and the prostatic portion, which is the clear portion seen when the thrusting is done and the dog is stepping over. We don't need the prostatic portion for fertility. If an estral bitch is not present at collection, we may not get the maximum number of cells. But if you don't have one, you may try using the pheromone, hydroxybenzoic acid, or what's called eau d'estrus, or frozen swabs from an estral bitch. Problems with collecting a dog may be that he's in an unfamiliar environment, such as a veterinary clinic, and distractions in the clinic that include smells, noise, and of course here we always have a group of people gaping at what's going on. Failure to collect could also result from orchitis, prostatitis, or lumbar and stifle pain. The standards set forth by the Society for Theragenology for a dog to be an acceptable breeder are generally that he should put out about 200 million cells total. He should have greater than 70% motility, with 80% of those being fast progressive, and greater than 80% of the cells should be normal. With these, it's not a guarantee that he's fertile, but most of these dogs generally are. Forms for breeding soundness examination in the dog can be obtained from the Society for Theragenology.